Hi, this is Bob Holmes from SUS, and you're listening to the first episode of our new podcast series, Ambient Country, where we feature some of our favorite music, both new and old. A lot of people ask us, just what is ambient country music? And we hope to answer that question in our new podcast series. Ambient country means a lot of things and can include a lot of different styles of music, including ambient, of course, psychedelic, and folk. It's usually, but not always, instrumental. And I guess a common thread that runs through all the music is that the artists use a combination of traditional Americana instruments together with electronics and loops to create music that feels, well, we just called it high and lonesome. Basically, it's music that inspires us, and we hope that it does the same for you. Now let's listen to some ambient country. We started that set with pedal steelwork of Chuck Johnson on his song Constellation, followed by the unique fingerpicking style of Yasmin Williams on her song Juvenescence, and then the beautiful guitar and pedal steel duet from William Tyler and Luke Schneider on their recent release, No Trouble. If there are two things you can usually find in ambient country music, it's inventive pedal steel playing and amazing guitar work. And these three songs had all of that. The pedal steel seems to be one of the polarizing aspects of ambient country music. It's the instrument most people associate with the Nashville sound, and that's not always a good association. For some, anyway. When I was in the new wave country punk band Rubber Rodeo, it was the pedal steel that attracted or drove people away. I'm happy to say that people are more tolerant of that sound these days, and a lot of that is because of the pedal steel work of Chuck Johnson and Luke Schneider. Of course, they are following in the large, large footprints of Daniel Lanois, but I'll discuss his work more in the next segment. And finally, we finished that set up with Suss's Kingman, Arizona from our recent release, Night Suite, featuring the pedal steel work of Jonathan Gregg. All of these releases in that set came out in 2021, but as I mentioned before, the roots of ambient country go back many years. And I have to say that for me, these next four tracks were highly influential, and they're from four artists that couldn't be more different.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was Deep Blue Day from Brian Eno and Daniel Lanois's Apollo Atmospheres, followed by Ry Cooter's Paris, Texas from the film of the same name. Then came Ennio Morricone's The Ecstasy of Gold from the soundtrack of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. And we finished that set up with Nine Inch Nails' 28 Ghosts Part 4, which you may recognize as the backing track for Lil Nas X's Old Town Road. It occurred to me that after I put these songs together, that we've heard these tracks in so many different contexts over the years, whether it's TV or film or TV commercials, video games, that they're just woven into the cultural fabric by now. These tracks have another similarity to me anyway, in that they invoke wide open spaces. And though we might associate those spaces with the American West, I think it goes broader and deeper than that to include some sort of existential quest, whether you're talking about the NASA astronauts of the Apollo Atmosphere album, or the Clint Eastwood character in all those spaghetti westerns. Whatever it is, that quest never seems to get old, and neither does the music that goes along with it. Now let's get to some more new music that I think you're really going to like.
Thank you.
We started that set off with North Americans doing Gallup, not to be confused with Suss's song of the same name. I guess Gallup, New Mexico is a popular subject matter these days. And then we had Mary Lattimore's beautiful harp work on the track, We Wave From Our Boats. And we followed that up with the electronic work of Rachika with their track, August 31st. And then finally, we had Elsewhere from Hammock, one of the true heroes of ambient music, who hail from the country music capital of the world, Nashville, Tennessee. Well, that about wraps up our first episode of Ambient Country. I hope you like what you heard, and if so, please follow us and tell your friends. We'll be back with a new episode soon, and if you like these artists, then Suss features plenty of ambient country playlists on our artist site, so check those out as well. Support these artists, stream them, buy them, and go check them out when they play live near you. This is Bob Holmes from Suss, and you've been listening to Ambient Country.